Welcome back to Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam, and with me as always is Maggie, and the Blues have done it. They have done the thing that we all said was not going to happen this year. It was all about rebuilding. It was all about just being mellow the whole season, and they made the freaking playoffs. They've done it, Maggie. They've done it.
Who would have thought? I mean, not us, but, you know, they gave us life after that Four Nations. They're the number one team since Four Nations break. And they've just gone with the wind. And, you know, like these last couple days have been very stressful. You go on a 12-game winning streak and then you lose three in a row and you're like shit in the bed. And you're like, am I going to make it into the playoffs? Like, I just did all this work and now we're not going to make it. But they came out the other night, whooped Utah's ass 6-1, and pretty much they made a name of themselves.
Yeah, they said, screw that. We want to be here. We want to fight. We realize how good of a team we are, and we want to fight for that. And that's what they did. And kudos to them, really. You know, as soon as now is the time. You know, you start, you know, planning your watch parties. You know, which bar you're gonna go to, which place you're gonna go to hang out or watch the games, stuff like that. And it's just 2019 vibes all over again. And even if it's like we made the playoffs, right? That's it. Like, that's a win right there in itself for this season, for what it was supposed to be. That's a win right there. So, like, anything else, just be grateful for what we've done this season, breaking records, defining all odds, and making the playoffs. And anything else that we get after this, like a round one win, round two win, whatever, you know, it's just, I'm just happy with that, really. And you can't be too upset. Even if we don't get too far, you know, it's 2019 vibes again, where we're happy. Hockey's still going on. The weather's getting great. You know, it's the time to, you know, go to Ballpark Village, go to Cyberg's, order Nemo's Pizza for the game, whatever. It's that time again, and it's great feelings, especially with this Cardinals team going on. It's like for the Blues, it's just enjoy it while you can right now, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped. I was trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the game Saturday. They play 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, in Winnipeg for game one of round one Stanley Cup playoffs. They are the first team to start the playoffs off. So yeah, today I was trying to figure out where I am eating Saturday, where I am watching the game Saturday. And it is supposed to be, well, 81 here Saturday, and bet your ass I'm going to be wearing a Blues jersey wherever I am. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to Orlando, so for sure I am going to be wearing a Blues jersey. And I don't care if I'm sweaty, but it's happening.
And according to my weather app here, it's saying it's going to storm on all this weekend in St. Louis. So, you know, get in early, you know, have something ready to go and be ready just to stay inside and watch the game, because it looks like it's going to be crappy weather all weekend. So at least you got playoff hockey going on to make up for it. So it's time now to, you know, just kind of reset, get back and get the gears going still. And let's get this preview going for Blues versus Jets, round one, game one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I know a lot of friends and family are excited for me just because, you know, I am pretty much the only Blues fan. But yeah, I'm ready to get going. I'm ready to watch the boys play this weekend. My birthday is actually next weekend, but they aren't playing on my birthday. Yeah. So that's probably a good idea. They play it the 24th and the 27th, and my birthday is the 26th. So
hell yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we're looking at a game Saturday, April 19th against Winnipeg at 5 p.m. It's going to be on TNT, True TV, and Max. And of course, it will be on the radio with Curbs and Joey. I'm looking at Jets 56-22-4 when the Blues are 44-30-8. Team leaders for goals is Kyrou with 36. Team leader with goals for Winnipeg is Kyle Connor, 41. We got Robert Thomas with 60 assists, Kyle Connor with 56 assists, It's going to be a battle between the Pipes of Bennington and Connor Hellebuck. He just won some big goalie trophy yesterday. I think it's like 25 wins and over, and he has 47.
Well, it's you're going against the President's Trophy team, so it's not going to be easy. But you know, we've played Winnipeg before. We've been here before. Some of these players on the Blues, they've been here before. So it's something we're up for. We're ready for. And the Blues in regular season are 1-3 against the Jets. Jets are 3-1, and it seems like between the two in the series for the regular season, the Blues are 1-11 on the power play, and the Jets are 1-7 on the power play against the Blues. So our power plays against each other just haven't been that great. But I think overall, I've heard that the Jets do have a pretty good power play. Is that right?
I honestly have not been paying attention too much to Winnipeg, but I did watch these games, and they were very close. Like, first game was 3-2, second game 4-3. Blues win 4-1. Winnipeg wins 3-1. So it's like, and they also came in and spoiled, you know, what could have been 13 straight wins. Which, you know, is very tough to do. You know, two wins in a row is tough. 3 wins, 4 wins. Blues got 12. So, you know, it does say that their power play is first in the league. We are 16th. So I would say that, yes, the power play for the Winnipeg Jets is mighty fine.
Yeah, and on top of that, I think our penalty kill has gotten slightly better as the season has progressed. So hopefully we've kind of adjusted to that. And it's, you know, you said Kyle Connor was their top leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to find ways to stop him. He's all over their stat leaders for everything. It's just like we got to stop him. I know on Winnipeg, Vilardi and Ehlers is out week to week with a foot injury, so he probably won't be available for game one. And Vilardi is day to day with an upper body injury, so not really too sure about that. But I know both those guys, they're two of the Jets' leaders right now. So just any games that they miss for this series, you know, that can help St. Louis for sure if they're you know, point leaders for them. Missing Holloway for the Blues is, you know, who's week to week as well. That's going to suck. But, you know, that's why we have like players like Snuggerud and, you know, young guys like Kyrou Thomas. You know, they're vibing well. And the lines are vibing well. Kyrou and Thomas, I'm playing really well. Kyrou was at like what? He finished the regular season with 36 goals, which is unreal for him. You know, we've been waiting for that all along. He finally freaking did it. Our D's doing good. Both of our goalies are holding up. And I think just for the goalies, we just got to make sure Hofer doesn't, you know, just give up soft stuff. Or, you know, he's a big guy. Don't be shy to, you know, come out and block all angles of that net. You know, you're a big guy. Do that. That's what you got to do. And lastly, for Winnipeg, Kapari, he's day-to-day with a concussion injury. So that's kind of where we're at with the injuries. For Winnipeg to have two stat leaders out right now, that's good for us. We really got to take advantage of that early on here in the series.
Yeah, let's talk about Braden Schenn versus Luke Schenn. This is the first time in history that they are playing each other against each other in the playoffs. So that's gonna be
really fun.
That's nuts. Like it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be nuts. Like, I know Luke was there when Braden was with the Blues playing for a Stanley Cup final and all that, and like super happy, but you know, probably not talking to each other right now. You know, I don't, you know, mom and dad, what jerseys are you wearing to the game? That's a tough one.
Yeah, for sure. So I think today's Thursday. I'm currently looking at the games here. So our last game was Tuesday the 15th. So Winnipeg's last game was Wednesday. So they'll have like one day less than us to kind of rest up and get ready and stuff. But at the same time, it's like we also got to take a day to fly up there to Winnipeg too. So it's like a travel day. So it's not really a day where you're completely resting. You know, you got to be on the move. And, you know, I've said previously how traveling wears you out. But yeah. And then you can kind of bounce off of me when I say stuff like this, but like, you know, here's a chance for us to surprise everybody. It sucks having to play the Jets, you know, have them be the top team entering the playoffs, the President's Trophy winners, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, at the same time, we have a lot of young guys stepping up, making a difference on the ice. And on top of that, like all four lines have been clicking and producing in these last few weeks, especially since the break. And now is the time to take that momentum along with Winnipeg's injuries and suffocate them while we can.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been a lot of fun watching the Blues because we were not seeing a complete team in the earlier of this early season. So now, you know, coming back from Four Nations, it's been a completely different team. Like, it's been fun. Like you said, it's completely four lines. Goaltending's been great. It's just been fun to watch.
For sure. And again, with all that said, just take that momentum along with Winnipeg's injuries and just suffocate them while we can. And the regular season, the Blues are this is just kind of off the top of my head. I think the Blues are 19-7-ish since the break. So, you know, just take that and run with it. Just run through a brick wall and just keep going. Just floor it. You know, this is you work so hard to get here. Don't stop now. And it's October through early February doesn't matter anymore. The team we had, the players we had, and how we performed. And you could also say that neither does the rest of the season, you know, after that and stuff. But it's what does matter is momentum. And we've seen that before, and that's what we've got right now. We've got the talent, the scoring, the fountain of youth with these young players, and four solid lines heating up. So that's how we can take that and surprise everybody with all the stat nerds, all the analysts, all the pros picking the Jets to win the series and stuff like that. You know, that now is the time to prove them wrong. And we've done it before and we can do it again.
Yeah, so we got two games in Winnipeg, one Saturday, one Monday. Then we're back in St. Louis Thursday and Sunday. And then the next game would be back in Winnipeg and then back home for game 7. My prediction is going to be Blues in 6 games. They are going to win in Winnipeg game 6. What's yours?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Game 6 would be at home.
God bless America. Don't listen to me then.
No, it's all good. I'm just
4, 5. Oh my gosh. You're right. I'm going to say game 6 at home.
That'd be even better.
Yeah, I mean, I think either way it would be sweet. Especially what we did clinch in Winnipeg 19 in front of the whiteout, I think.
Yeah.
Clinched around or whatever. That was cool. But yeah, being at home would be cool. So I need to learn how to count. I'm going to practice this evening.
No, it's okay. So when it comes to the Jets, it's what's it going to for them? You know, the record against them in the regular season, you know, they're a good team and stuff like that. What's it going to take to beat the Jets this series? Now with, the two teams we've got, what's it going to take to beat this team?
It's going
to
need all four lines. Honestly, they're going to need the attitude that they came out to play that last regular season game. They came out and whooped ass. They were on fire. It was fun to watch. I was just reading how great they looked. So many people were just holy shit, who's this team? We're not expected to score 6 goals against a Utah team that's up and coming and has decent talent. And, you know, the last game and everything on the line, I think you have to go into each game against the Jets that this is the last game that you could be playing. Put it all out there. I mean, whatever they got going on in the locker room, keep it up. But, you know, all four lines have to be there.
Yeah, my thing for the Blues is don't take penalties. I just feel like we're just wishy-washy on the penalty kill. I've seen, and you know, we saw, I was at that game in Dallas where we just had I feel like our penalty was pretty good around that time, and then we just got into Dallas and they just they went 4-for-4 on the power play or whatever against us, and we lost 6-to-something or 5-to-something or whatever, and it was just an ugly game for us on the penalty kill. So it's just we gotta make sure we stay on top of that. I know it's the playoffs, it's gonna get chippy, we're really gonna have to body these guys, wear them out early on. And but you just got to be smart, play smart hockey, and don't take silly penalties, and just stay out of the box because you don't want to give them a chance to just run you down on the power play and steal games. You know, that's I feel like that's the way they can do it, and we don't want to give them that opportunity.
Yeah, they're a good team. It's definitely going to be a challenge for us. Getting past them would just be so sweet. Moving on to that second round. But yeah, we've got to look at what's going on now, focus on what's going on now, show up you know, wanting to play for each other, doing what they've been wanting to do, been playing like they've been playing with this 12-game winning streak. Whatever they're doing, they just got to keep doing it. And like you said, no stupid penalties. I know we took a bunch of stupid penalties in the game versus Utah. Their goal was on a power play. So, you know, you just have to play smart.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, do you, so by now you've heard, you know, as you're listening to this podcast, you know, sharing this with your friends and family, you're probably like, you probably know by now, you've probably seen the tweets of the reporters, but, you know, Robert Thomas is probably on the ice for practice for a skate as of Friday, April 18th. He's probably out on the ice, good to go. Everything was just precautionary, et cetera, et cetera. But as of Dylan Holloway, we still really don't know. Last we know is week to week. Do you think, so my question is, and probably a lot of people are asking the same question. I tried asking Lou on Twitter. He didn't really respond, but somebody asked the same question saying still week to week. Do you think he comes back at all before the end of this series against the Jets? Or do you think it's like, it could be like season ending or something like that? Maybe I don't know.
I'm going to say I truly don't know. I mean, right now it doesn't look good just because we haven't really heard anything. I know he's been skating, but he hasn't been skating with the team. So I don't know. Maybe he could come back for the end of this series, but I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, that's all right. Once we see that tweet where it's, you know, he's out there for morning skate, or he's with the team now at practice. You know, those are good signs to kind of indicate, okay, it might be a few more days and he's back. But yeah, we're just kind of left in the dark here for that information. And hopefully he heals up quickly because he is effective.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think one player makes a whole team, obviously. But yes, I do think that he, you know, set a tone for the team and the team kind of took off with it. So yeah, we are missing him. He's a very good player. You know, I hope that he comes back sooner than later, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't know. So.
And then before we get out of here, do you have anything else you want to add before game one gets underway here?
Let's go Blues.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go Blues. So that's pretty much all I've got right now to kind of go over this matchup between the Jets, the playoffs coming up, and you know, that sort of thing. So if you're listening to this, it's Good Friday. So go on, head on over to Crown Candy, get yourself some delicious local food, and get ready for game one against the Winnipeg Jets. You know, tell your friends. You know, this is usually around the time where all of St. Louis comes together and starts cheering for the Blues and stuff like that. This is where I usually see more Blues merch around town, that sort of things. You know, tell your friends, tell your family, start listening to Section 314 and get them prepped for the playoffs. So thank you so much for everybody for listening. Until the ice is clean again, we'll see you next time. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.